Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. When Martin Lee Anderson went to the boot camp one day and came out dead that same day, I know then they was having a gangster party on us. They're having a gangster party on us.
Black power, pledging my allegiance to free. Forget the politics, my flaw's positive, I'm a leader. Looking across the line, it's kind of charge the cost to y'all. Coming up off it, now I'm the boss. Backstab for the riches, they turn and snitches. What goes up is coming down, might as well face the sentence of lifelong visions without a limit to the effect. So don't hold your breath or you be swimming in debt. The dollar you claim is mere status, a fear factor. I'm all about the promised land, the hereafter. Keep up my face and face my paces. Get on my way, cause time's a waste and hours for the valor. And your minutes for the minutes, those seconds are indefinite. So watch how you're living, and signs all here. It is blind to the ear, deaf to your eyes. Open your mind, see it clear. Stay strong.
Murder remix! Murder! Just like Ja Rule said! Murder! Murder remix! That's right. It seems like I met you in this world before.
But a gangster party on us, so I stick to the Lord, cause the God I trust. And it's time for some action, no time for relaxing. The jack is going crazy, they trying to keep us on our back. And it's time for some change. Since way back, they've been off the chain, trying to brainwash us and keep us slang and tame. So I pray to the Lord that he help us maintain.
Yeah!
Now, Jennifer Porter skating, white girl raping. They caught up in the system, all of the dough they say they taking. It's time for some change, or let me get some change. So I get up on the bus to Tallahassee. Have a sit in with my brothers and sisters. Show you we ain't kidding and you can't dismiss us. And either stop the violence or we're about to get vicious. For some change, let's take it back in the days before we rock gold teeth and chains and get our minds right. Get ourselves some businesses to keep our grind on tight. Ignite, boom, cause somebody gotta spark the flame to start the fight. Take a step back and let the world see it was built by black. And we made everything from mouse tracks to stop light, to stop killing my people. Fight the fight.
Oh, what I'm saying, nothing but a gangster party on us. Nothing but a gangster party on us. Murder in us. On the U.S. Murder Rainbow. On the U.S. Hey,
Martin Anderson, I never met you in this world. But when I come to heaven, will you please introduce yourself to me? Will you please let me meet you? I want to meet you. You're a wonderful person. It seems like I know you. I never seen you. You're a wonderful person. God sent you to the world for a symbol. You're a symbol. Your shimminess would last forever. Marley Anderson, oh, you so much like Martin Luther King. Your death is not in vain. Your death will live
forever. That's real, man. R.I.P. to Marley Anderson, man. You know what I'm saying? Punk motherfuckers killed a little young brother, you know what I'm saying? His first day at boot camp, you know what I'm saying? He went to boot camp. And, the motherfuckers murdered the little boy right on camera and shit. And then, and half of the motherfuckers got fired. Not all of them. Nobody got criminal prosecution and shit. You know what I'm saying? Murder in America, man. And your kids are at stake. So you got to watch out, man. There's a lot of diabolical shit going on in the world. You know what I'm saying? Of course, it's going to be behind closed doors. You know what I'm saying? They can't tell you. You know what I'm saying? Everything is going on and they gonna fuck up, because then you gonna try to motherfucking do something against it to thwart they fucking plans, you know what I'm saying? Which is why, you know, hey, I'm here. So, hey, it's time. This is what is the Bilderberg Group Wednesday? You know what I'm saying? You know your boy smells so good about dropping that real knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Real education to people that really want to listen to it and really want to hear something that's thinking outside the box. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what you got to do. You living inside a motherfucking box. If you fly over your neighborhoods, they got your ass boxed the fuck off. All right? I mean, at least here in the United States. I mean, I've been other places, and you know what I'm saying? This shit is so widespread, it's kind of hard to box people off when you got motherfuckers scattered here, scattered there. But the way the United States is built, it's built to box people off. It's built to corner people in, and it's built to make projects out of people. You know what I'm saying? You know? And that's the way it's all set up. And it's all being ran by a group of motherfucking people, man, who just got whatever kind of sinister plans in mind, you know what I'm saying? Ain't got nothing else to do but to ruin somebody else's life with Misery Loves Company. Then I made this fictitious capital, you know what I'm saying, so everybody can move about, you know what I'm saying, the countries and shit, you know what I'm saying, safely. And that's really, that's why we got capital to this day, you know what I'm saying? But capital is the key to all evil. The capital that is what's fucking your whole shit up. You know what I'm saying? When we had barter and trade, that was straight. You know what I'm saying? Whatever I got, I'll trade with you, you know what I'm saying, for an item that you got or a service that I may need. You know what I'm saying? Even swap, no swindle. Now, you know what I'm saying, these bitches done swapped you and swindling the shit out you. You know what I'm saying? And controlling your money, your oil. Controlling everything that really ain't got shit to do with your life, though, if you really think about it. You know what I'm saying? You just have to really think hard. You don't rely on transportation because you got two fucking feet. You know what I'm saying? You don't, and this is, I'm not speaking, I know we got handicapped people and shit like that in the world. I'm not speaking all the way across the board, speaking in general. So you have, you know what I'm saying, you can walk any fucking way you want to. Back in the biblical days, motherfuckers walk from one country to another motherfucking country. You know what I'm saying? Back in Martin Luther King and all them days, you know what I'm saying? Black, white, and all, hand in hand. You don't want no color, you know what I'm saying? We walk, you know what I'm saying, state to state. You know what I'm saying? Without no vehicles and shit. You know what I'm saying? Only vehicles, the police escort. You know what I'm saying? So it's just our minds have been dumbed down to this lazy man's thinking. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to depend on the government to give you fucking food stamps and room and board and shit. You know what I'm saying? Which you don't do. You know, there's so many other services. There's so many other people out there that's non-government linked, non-federal linked. It's just, you know what I'm saying, are Harriet Tubmans of the 2000 age. You know what I'm saying? And they saving people, you know what I'm saying? They showing you how to get out of this, get out of that, you know what I'm saying? But you have to ask. Closed mouth ain't going to get fed, you know what I'm saying? That's just point blank. Bitch ain't going to give you shit, which I wouldn't give you shit, you know what I'm saying? Because if I'm giving it to you and you're not utilizing it, then what is the point of me giving it to you? And that's how the way the world works, you know what I'm saying? You ask a lot of people why knowledge is not spread and taught, you know what I'm saying, worldwide, and why everybody's not trying to pull the curtain up over up on the bullshit, because a lot of people want to live in the bullshit. They're happy with living in bullshit. They're happy with the stench and the funkiness of that, what they're living in. You know what I'm saying? They're complacent. They're cool. They love being at the bottom, looking up at the top, because they feel that's a place that I can never reach anyways. So fuck it, I'm straight right where I'm on solid ground and not in midair and in limbo. Fuck that. We can all float. We can all levitate. We can all get to that top without grabbing each other and pulling each other down. You know what I'm saying? Like crabs in a fucking barrel. We could do that. You know, but we're up against a machine, and that's what it is. These motherfuckers have made a machine to control a lot of the shit that's going on today. So that's what today's show is going to be about. It's time to piss some people off, and this is a description of the show, because the truth will set you free. And most of this world love being and staying blind to the facts. But we're going to discuss some real issues, and we'll show as well as tell a few important facts to open your mind up for dialogue. You know what I'm saying? Like I always say, bring your ass. I'm reading some info. I got links and shit that, you know, I got a bunch of links I'm going to be popping in the chat room for people to click on and just to go and seek out different knowledge. You know what I'm saying? If you don't take nothing that I'm saying for what it's worth. Take it for what it's worth. Put it that way. But don't take nothing of what I'm saying for truth. You know what I'm saying? You have to look for it and research the information for yourself. And if you can go to enough sources, and all them sources are relatively saying the same shit, you can get you some kind of real picture of what really the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't gonna be lying on each other. Put it that way. That's what you got to understand. You know what I'm saying? So I dropped a couple of links down there and shit. And right now I'm just getting prepared because I'm reading through a couple of little things that I'm going to be discussing on here. You know what I'm saying? And shouts out to AmericanFreePress.net. There's a couple of newspapers that, you know what I'm saying, I'm getting some news off of. Shouts out to Spotlight News, which was actually shut down. Liberty, which Liberty Press is now operating. But that was a newspaper back in the days that was exposing, that was really at the forefront of exposing the CIA and Bilderberg and all this other kind of conspiracy theory bullshit that they got going on, including trilateralism, which we'll be discussing a little bit, you know what I'm saying, which is why, you know, I'll be talking about the Trilateral Commission and big shit like that, you know what I'm saying, real issues, because that shit is really what's happening in the world, you know what I'm saying. And I'm going to read you a little bit about the Bilderberg Group and what the New World so-called order is supposed to be about. And this was posted as of August 12, 2009. So this is recent information. You can click on the link, returnofthenephilim.com /Bilderberg Group. You know what I'm saying? If you want to check out what I'm reading, please do. Some more information on there. It has news about alien contacts, giants in the world, which... a lot of people didn't even know that it was, you know what I'm saying, over 50-foot giants that roamed our planet and shit, you know what I'm saying, literally. And it was us. It's just remnants of us, you know what I'm saying, black people. We just left our remnants behind, and now other people are finding our shit, you know what I'm saying, which we can't believe because, duh, they done kept the fucking veil over your ass so long, you know what I'm saying. I ain't taking no calls real quick. I see my dog, bald head on the line, you know what I'm saying, representing ATL. Miss Quiet Storm, shouts out to you. I see you up in the chat room in the building. And I want to get this reading out of the way, you know what I'm saying, before I get back into anything else. So the Bilderberg Group consists of a steering committee, you know what I'm saying, your driving committee, steering committee of 39 persons who cannot be elected. They are the inner core of the group, the decision makers. Their task will be then to transfer the ideals to the invited persons on an annual basis. The annual members are different every year, like the location of the meetings and personally invited by the steering committee. The real purpose of the meetings, understand this, the real purpose of the meetings is to speed up the execution of the aims for the New World Order, One World Government, and the reign of the Antichrist. Which everybody was like, it ain't no such thing as an Antichrist, but your Antichrist already walking around on this motherfucking planet, you know what I'm saying? You better watch yourself. The meetings are secret, and no official reports are made or ever made for the meetings. Tony Blair, the British motherfucker over there, prime minister, whatever the fuck he's supposed to be, attended on the 1998 reensemble in Scotland, but, you know, of course, they're going to deny they got any involvement with the group. Blah, blah, blah. This is a little breakdown. The 39 persons in the steering committee are the following. You have Lord Peter Carrington at the top, who is the chairman of the board. He's linked up with Christie's International. He was also the former secretary general for NATO. Then you have Victor Halberstadt, secretary general for Europe and Canada. Also the professor of publications on economics. You have Theodore L. Elliott, Jr., which is Secretary General for the USA, Dean Emeritus and former U.S. Ambassador, He also had Peter Kortovec, which was the treasurer, also the president for Roberto Group, for the Roberto Group. And you got to understand what groups mean, man. When you're in a trilateral commission, that's what I'm trying to establish for our radio show. Trilateral commission is made up of three main entities. You know what I'm saying? These are the big boys. And then off of that, you have groups that they have formed off of their groups to get, you know what I'm saying, their missions and objectives carried out. You know what I'm saying? And that's why you have these different groups. The advisory group, this is all consisting of the 39 personnel. You have everything is broken down in a different category. So the next category is the advisory group, consisting of Anthony G.S. Griffin of Canada. He's the director of companies. You have Otto Wolf von Amerigongen, some shit like that. He's with the Otto Wolf Industrial Building, Industrial Group, I guess that's what that is. Then you have Max Constam International, the European University Institute. You also have Giovanni Agnelli, Italy. He's the chairman of Fiat, which is another organization, F-I-A-T. You have Ernest H. van der Bugel of the Netherlands, and he's with the Leiden University. You also have Lord Roll of Ipsden. He's linked with the United Kingdom. He was the, or he is the president, S.G. Warburg Group. You have George Ball, George W. Ball. He was the former former under the Secretary of State for the United States. Then you have William P. Bundy, who was a former editor for Foreign Affairs, United States. And, of course, David motherfucking Rockefeller, Chase Manhattan Bank, which all you motherfuckers be running out there trying to put your money into Chase Manhattan Bank, and you see all this old shit pop up with Chase this, Chase that, and then what the fuck is going to happen when you lose your money? Yeah, you're going to be trying to chase them motherfuckers to get your capital. That's real. Now, that was on really a local level because it's not really telling you anything. That's not telling you the big picture of how broad, you know what I'm saying, this really organization is. And it consists of just more than just them 39 people. Those are the steering group. Those are the motherfucking ones that are going, say, go left, go right. Okay, let's go forward. Okay, let's go back. Now, the national representative, meaning, you know, you got to have motherfuckers, the whole world has to be in on this grand scheme, you know what I'm saying, in order for this shit to get to really work, you know what I'm saying. And shouts out to Seti J, you know what I'm saying, it's going down real big, he up in the building. Shouts out to Ms. Quiet Stone, give y'all a shout out real quick. And, okay, let me get back to what I was reading. And you have national representatives that also get invited. And these are representative secret motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, that's in it for the payola. You know what I'm saying? You're always going to find an individual that's in it for the payola. And they're going to do whatever really the fuck you ask. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's for the worse or betterment of the world, they're going to be there to fuck some shit up. Starting at the top, you have Austria with Peter Jankovic. He's in parliament. He's also the former foreign minister. You have Belgium, Etienne Davignon. He's the former vice chairman of the committee of the European committees, communities. Then you have Finland with Jaakko Jalmini, some shit, former ambassador for the U.S. France, Marc de la Charrière. The chairman for Fermilac, and you also have Thierry de Montbrial, professor of economics. Germany, you have Christoph Bertram, diplomatic correspondent, for Die Zeit, that's another, yeah, I'll get into that later on. Hilmar Koppert of the Deutsche Bank. You also have Greece, Costa Karas, director of companies. Ireland, Peter D. Sutherland with the Allied Irish Bank. Italy with Mario Monti, professor of economics in Milan. Also, Renato Ruggiero of Fiat, which is another organization we're going to discuss. Norway, Westai Hoy, which is a ship owner, also of Leaf Hold and Company. Then you got Portugal with Francisco Pinto Balsamel, professor of mass communication. Spain with Jaime Carvajal or Quillo of Iberfomento. I don't know what that is. I have to look that up. Sweden, Percy Barnevik, president of ABB, Asia Brown Bowery. AB, I'm not sure what the fuck that is. Switzerland, David D. Puri, ABB, Asis Brown Bowery. Turkey, Salahattin Beyazit, director of the company, and also United Kingdom, Andrew Knight, who is the chairman, News International. And then, of course, the United States with the most motherfucking representatives, David W. It's Kenneth W. Dam, professor in foreign law, Vernon E. Jordan Jr., business holder, Henry A. Kissinger, former Secretary of State and also Kissinger Associates Incorporated, Charles McMathias, former U.S. Senator, also the representative for Maryland. Roseanne C. Whitehead, the former Deputy Secretary of the State. Lynn R. Williams, International President for United Steel Workers of America. And Casimir A. Yost, the Asia Foundation Center for Asian Pacific Affairs. And then at the last, you have James D. Wolfson, and the President of the World Bank. So you got all these motherfuckers, man, that are in this whole picture, you know what I'm saying, that are running this shit, man. Contact these bitches, too. I don't give a damn. Send spam, whatever you want to send to them. You know what I'm saying? Figure out what the fuck going on. You can send contact information to contact these people at American Friends of Bilderbergs. That's Bilderbergs, Inc. American Friends of Bilderbergs Incorporation, send it to attention. Charles W. Mueller, which I will give you some more information on him, too. He's a key player in this shit. And then you send it to 477 Madison Avenue, the 6th floor, New York, New York, 10022. Also, you can hit them up at, well, fuck it. Let's see if we can hit them up. Y'all, hold on a second. Let's see if we can make a call. We're finna try to make a call and see what the fuck going on. What the hell is going on? My flash. All right, my flash ain't working, so I'm gonna have to figure out something real quick. I don't know. They might be in on me. They might be in on me. They watching me. Fuck that. Hear that bullshit. Let's see. And then let me get you. Well, that's some old news, man. We're gonna come back in a second. I'm putting people up on game for the past 5 years. I invest my money in strippers. They are our future. Yeah, I know that. You know what I'm saying? True that. Shouts out to Seti J. That's good to hear, though. You know what I'm saying? Because you talk to older people, man. Older people will swear up and down. Nobody don't want to hear about this. Nobody wants to understand it. You know what I'm saying? There's some other true sadistic shit out there that's running our lives, or at least influencing our lives. They're not running our lives. Nobody don't run me. But you can influence shit, you know what I'm saying, that affects my life, you know what I'm saying, to cause me to do an opposite reaction to the action that you just tried to pull up on me, put it that way. And, you know, so that's how I feel about that. I'm going to get into one quick song, man, you know, break up the monotony. And we're going to come back and, you know, get off into this real talk, man. Today is just really getting your motherfucking mind right. So we can get into this Big Bama real quick. Sent from my dog, Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying, represent Goofy Bone, Straight Load Records, up there in San Jose, California, 408. Shouts out to my dog, Seti J, Baby Powder Fresh, you know what I'm saying, representing Dallas, Texas, and Fort Worth, And we are the motherfucking Trilateral Commission. You know what I'm saying? We are your motherfucking nest defense. Like the goddamn Men in Black. Believe that.
It's time for the shit to come to an end. I've been up on this shit, man, for
years now, ever since I've been in the military, you know what I'm saying, which is where I first got exposed to this shit firsthand. And, you know, and being out, man, you just got to find your mission in life. My mission in life is to educate people, you know what I'm saying, help them figure out and learn that it's other bigger and better shit out there that we need to be investing our time into. And one is not the fucking presidency that we did. We wasted our fucking time into that shit, you know what I'm saying? Kudos for it being a motherfucking nigga in the White House, but just Bush showed you straight up that he didn't have no control of all the fuck shit that was going on. So what you think Obama's got any control over the fuck shit going on? When the 9/11s and all that old fuck shit supposed to happen, Bush had his dumb ass sitting in the motherfucking elementary school. He wasn't even reading. He was probably reading the book upside down. So that telling you, him as a president, he wasn't pulling no fucking strings. It's motherfuckers who are puppeting him and is behind. It's a group of people behind him, and it's a group of people behind that are controlling that group of people to control this group of people just to control this one person. If you got 100 motherfuckers, it's easier for 100 motherfuckers to run one person than it is for 20 motherfuckers to try to run this one person, because he can, you know what I'm saying, go over to your house at late night, you know what I'm saying, and you invite him over for dinner, okay, now he done influence you to, you know what I'm saying, give him some leeway. You go to about 5 or 6 different people, out of that 20, your whole group done, now is he done got you, half your group on his side, so now he got leeway. If you got 100 motherfuckers, though, you got to see the ramifications of that, you know what I'm saying? You ain't finna sit down with just everybody at their table, because everybody's not going to allow you to sit down at their table of fellowship. Believe that. Real quick, before I get back into some reason, man, we're going to go. We got 251. You're in the building live on the Wrecking the Game radio show. What's happening?
Not much. What's going on?
Oh, shit. There we go. That's my future ex-wife, everybody. It's Miss Black is in the building. No, play it, girl. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm trying to chill. You know, talk about some issues. Everybody, this is one of our fellow soldiers. You know what I'm saying? You know, big up to everybody serving in the United States Armed Forces worldwide, man. I don't give a fuck what branch you in. And if you're in that motherfucker, thank you for doing what you do. You know what I'm saying? Been there, done that, and you know, it was an experience. And Miss Black still over there holding it down for us and coming through to check out the show. So let y'all know, we are streaming all the way over from Florida to Iraq, you know what I'm saying, to Australia and everywhere in between, man. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing, you know. We got a beautiful thing on the line. Girl, what you watching in the background? Iraqi Vision?
Good time.
You watching Iraqi Vision and shit. What is on, Nickelodeon or something?
Judy, we don't have all those channels over here. You've been to Germany, you know it's only AFN.
Yeah, know that. You don't get shit. You get Sesame Street, goddammit. Yeah, what the fuck you get? Goddamn, I love you. You love me shit. Well, how's your experience, babe? I mean, how's your, you know, your tour? How can you sum it up? You got a couple of months left, you know what I'm saying? How can you sum up your experience over there?
The way you're breaking up.
Well, that is you breaking up, man. I'm on a house phone.
You said, how's my experience
yeah.
over here?
Yeah, I mean, since you've been over there, you know what I'm saying? How's your experience been, you know? You about to come on a couple of months, you know? As you get ready to wind down and get ready to come back home, what? You know what I'm saying? What things are you reflecting on about that place?
I'm not reflecting on anything about this place. I just want to go home.
Get the fuck up out of there.
Yeah.
So you say it was a good experience, bad experience?
It was all right. I mean, I had this moment, you know. It'll be, I don't know. I wasn't in a real bad area, so I can't really speak on behalf of everybody. But for me personally, I would have to say it was a good experience just because, you know, did my time over here.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. And then I'm working with the Navy, so that was an experience in itself.
You working with what?
Navy.
With the Navy? What?
Yeah.
Like the fucking, what the fuck do you call them, jarheads? Or was that the Marines?
I don't know. Sailors.
No, I think they're jarheads. Yeah. Fucking jarheads. Fucking jarheads. I don't know why the hell they call them that, but, you know, they shouts out to them. Well, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Keeping our world,
yeah,
you know.
I'm dealing with that, Iraqi. And I, you know, like, I said, I'm dealing with the Iraqis firsthand. So, I mean, my experience with them, there is none. I don't trust them, so I really don't want them around me. If I see them, I go the other direction. But I haven't really, I haven't had to deal with them. Really actually,
I mean, but it's actually
they
motherfuckers
have been around,
walking around though.
POD. Yeah. They bring them in our dining facility. Like, they come on base sometimes to do training. And, you know, I work with EOD, and EOD trains them on certain stuff. So sometimes they're actually around my compound, you know. And I mean,
how are we over there blowing this shit up, and we training them at the same time?
Well, they say, you know, I don't really follow history and politics and all that shit, but they say that we do this with every war. We come over here, fuck up they shit, you know what I'm saying, kill them and shit, and then we turn around and say, okay, here, this is how you're going to take care of your country, and give them this, give them equipment, like vehicles and whatever they need, you know what I mean?
Americanize them. We're over here now, Americanize
yeah.
them. That's all that fuck.
Exactly. It's so stupid, though, you know, I mean. I'm in the military, but I don't believe in this shit. Because to me, it's like these people are going to continue to do this when we leave, if we stay regardless. They're not going to fucking change because we want them to change. Are you kidding me?
Well, that wasn't the purpose of us being over there. We weren't on no Obama campaign. We weren't on no change. We weren't trying to go over there and make a bitch conform to anything that we had going on. You know what I'm saying? Our purpose is what it was. It was revenge. Revenge got motherfucking done. And then, okay, troops should have been returned back home. You motherfuckers went over there.
Yeah.
Got the motherfucker that you wanted. You know what I'm saying? And then, damn, okay, we understood that. Yeah, everybody knew Bush motherfucking didn't like goddamn Bin Laden or his whole fucking family because he crossed them. Not that y'all wasn't former friends or anything. You know what I'm saying? But you crossed them. You crossed the family. And that's the reason for you getting your ass taken out. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's some real shit. Shouts out to Miss Kit Kat. Who the hell is that? That's somebody new. All right. Shouts out to Miss Kit Kat. Miss Black, Sadie J. Miss Black, since I got you on the line, girl, Sadie J, say thank you for sending that Purple Skies.
Purple Skies, the song.
Yeah. What the hell did I do with it?
I should try to call my cousin and see if he can.
Where are you with that bullshit, girl? I don't want to hear that. Been asking you goddamn 30 years for the motherfucking nigga name, number, something. Give me the nigga number. I call him that.
I told him. I gave it to you and I told, man, whatever.
Oh, well then fuck them then. They ain't trying to do nothing. Shit. Nigga should have been called. You telling me all a motherfucker is calling you all the way from Iraq to tell you to contact a bitch in the States that's playing your goddamn little ass song. Come the fuck on, man. Come on, man. I mean, I would have been all over that shit. I would have been making calls like, damn, girl, appreciate that hookup. I don't know how you did it. What the hell is this?
Ralph, what you doing?
Hello?
Ralph, what are you doing? Tina. Yeah, look, you live on my my homeboy radio station. Everybody's wanting to know what the name of that damn song is.
Damn all that. Listen here, homie. This DJ smells so good, man. You on Regular Game Radio. This my homegirl, you know what I'm saying? I served within the military, you know what I'm saying? And she sent me some tracks. I don't know what the hell your name of your group is. She sent me some songs. I done played your shit. I've been trying to find out who the hell you is. You know what I'm saying? We got people that's filling the songs. And we don't know who the hell you is.
What's up? Oh, I'm Peebo, man. I'm Peebo. I'm from New Orleans. I was born in New Orleans. I live in Foley, Alabama, and that's my cousin Kenneth, in the military, God bless his soul, you know what I'm saying? And the name of our group is Trill. Well, we first started in like 2000, you know what I'm saying? And they Trill ENT and just Trill, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the stuff that's in my music, the stuff that I live, you know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to do better, though, you know what I'm saying? So that's what anything else, you know, I, man, look, I'm nervous for one, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't even know if I want a real face, but not for real, but, you know what I'm saying? I'm just being me, though.
Well, like I told her, man, I mean, she sent me your music, like Purple Skies, and I'm actually looking on my damn little track list to see where it's at. I might have to upload it real quick again and play it. But I think it's on my other show, actually. It's on my other show. I'm going to upload it again, though. So I run two different shows. So I got music on one show. I got music on the other show. So I got all three of your songs loaded up on the other show.
Mm-hmm.
But then we got your music playing in California.
So which one?
Texas. Purple Skies right now is like the shit. You know what I'm saying? Stunner Shades is straight. You know what I'm saying? And I know it was one other cut.
When we stepped in the club with our Stunner Shades,
I don't
that one.
But that suit,
I can't remember the third one.
That Purple Skies, people, because, you know, we all smokers down here. You know what I'm saying? So that's like a old sit back, you know what I'm saying? Just listen with your lady type smoke song. You know what I'm saying? Something you can be around your girl with.
They got that old swag.
Yeah, it's got that smooth little. And mm-hmm. I played that in the club, bitches is feeling it. I ain't hear you.
Yeah. But see, I ain't know she gave you that one because, you know what I'm saying? That's the name of my group I gave you. But I mess with another group too. And it's rip the script with my mind entertainment. You know what I'm saying? And then me and my.
Do me this favor. You got a pen? You got a pen by you?
Yeah, let me go get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Write this for me. I need you to send me some stuff. That's what I need you to do. Help me help you.
All right.
Damn. Thank you, Miss Black, for making that call, girl. Yeah. Jeez, it took about 40 years to do it, but it's all good. Yeah, boy, I ain't never had to beg a motherfucker for an artist and shit, boy. Fuck, we got there, Miss Black, though, boy. Yeah.
Go ahead, bro. I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Go ahead.
The email. Just send me some more tracks and MySpace info and all that, and I'm gonna hit you back. Just tell everybody, give them a heads up. Cause all I want to do is get everybody together and we do a little interview and I upload the tracks. You know what I'm saying? Just give y'all some more exposure, man. You know, cause your people is looking out for you. And, you know, that's what I'm here for. Just continue to help. You can hit me up at SmellyBTR. That's SmellyB as in boy, T as in Tom, R as in rabbit. All right? BTR. And that's
B as in boy and what now?
BTR, B as in boy, T as in Tom, R as in Robert. And it's at live.com, LIVE.
All right.
Okay, Smelly. So you got it's Smelly, BTR, at live.com.
Yep. I got it.
And send me MP3s and send me some bio info, you know what I'm saying, contact and MySpaces and all that, or whatever websites and projects y'all got going on. All
right.
And then from there, you know what I'm saying, I'll do that. But, yeah, that's definitely what time it is, man. I don't know what the hell. I wanted to play the song while we was here and shit, but I don't know what the fuck. But, yeah, you're in rotation, or we wouldn't even be making this call anyway, so. You know, that is definitely what time it is. But good looking on the songs, man. Y'all boys, you know what I'm saying, doing your thing, man. The music sounding damn good. And, you know, really, really feeling that, you know what I'm saying? And definitely feeling that. So y'all definitely keep up the good work. And I'm going to be hollering at y'all in the brief future. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do some collabos and get it popping. Definitely get it popping.
All right, what's up?
Yeah, Miss. Yeah, that's real. Miss Black, I'm gonna put you on hold real quick because I wanna. I gotta get to the song. I gotta find me a lighter and smoke my shit. I ain't want nobody to know that, but now y'all know. Yeah, we get high over here. Huh?
Team, put your skills to work in the military.
I was on the streets in a gang shooting people and running drugs. Now I'm making something of myself. I kill people and run drugs for the CIA.
In this job, you not only help yourself, you help your country. Only in the military would a teenager be given responsibilities like driving a nuclear submarine, maneuvering a tank, or dropping high ordnance explosives. Make a change for yourself in the military.
I was in college constantly getting into pointless fights I didn't understand about nebulous concepts and belief systems. I got tired of arguing about what's right, so I dropped out of college and joined up. Now I know I'm right in the military.
Learn confidence.
I was having fantasies about stabbing people. Now I can do it for my country.
Live the military life. Positions are unexpectedly vacant every day. In fact, I'm about to give up my well-paid job as a voiceover actor in order to sign up and be shouted at by a lot of sexually confused skinheads. I want excitement, and what could be more exciting than shitting yourself while getting shot at in the jungle? Certainly beats sitting in this booth all day. Be number one. Turn your life around in the military.
Thank you. we ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunt rolled up. Gotta keep it gangster, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get so money. Claim your hood, rip your stash, stack them dollars, cash them stacks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer. They know we're here, we ain't going nowhere now. Straight up records in your town, guaranteed it's going down. Goofy boning bros, bros making everything high. When we performing at a show, they do not want us to stop. Cause we're pushing hard, never stop, giving our all. I'ma keep it burning, east side of the day, man, home of the tank. If you try to get fucked, yes, you will get sprayed. These dudes around here, man, they don't play. They don't follow any rules, they do shit their way. Straight low records, man, we push it to the limit. We gon' keep on hustling to our money to the ceiling. We rise till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunt rolled up. Gotta keep it gangster, gotta keep it 100.
On a blunt and counting my bills, tripping on my life, man, this shit is real. I got hoes, I got dollars, I got every drug you need. I even seen things that you'll never wanna see. Handling my business and you know it's a must. Trying to get in my way, you'll see the bottom of my truck. Don't even try to disrespect. Straight low records in the house and you know we breaking necks. We taking over the scene when we hit the building. The ladies all chucking and I got the feeling. That's what I do best. When you're a boss in your city, you can't settle for less. Handling your business and putting some work. And if a fool got problems, you better leave them in some dirt.
We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunt rolled up. Gotta keep it gangster, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get so money. Claim your hood, rep your stash, stack them dollars.
Thing on your mind should be handling business. Yeah. Let me do something real quick. With control. I don't know. Alright, check this out. This is a little bit more information. And this is a little old information. But The name Bilderberg comes from the group's first meeting place, which was held at the Hotel de Bilderberg of Oosterbeek in Holland in May 1954. And over the next 47 years, the secret meetings have included most of the top ruling class players from Western Europe and America. until he was implicated in the Lockheed bribery scandal in 1976. Prince Bernard of the Netherlands served as chairman. But now Bilderberg is a symbol of world management by Atlantis' elites. Some observers, particularly those on the right, feel that it borders on the conspiratorial, while the left is primarily interested in its implications for what they call power structure research. Watch all these fucking names, dog. The Bilderberg participants from the U.S. are almost always members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And since 1973, Japanese elites have been brought into the fold through a third overlapping group, the Trilateral Commission. Ha! That's where you get us, baby. Yeah. So, the list of 111 participants from 24 countries was found on the web. While discussions during the sessions are not reported publicly, the list of participants is usually available. Those attending are always careful to insist that they participate as individuals and not as representatives of their government. Since top leaders of major countries attend, it appears that this is a convenient fiction designed to sidestep public scrutiny. All right. Understand, man. That's little retreats where they done been at. Let me get into some other big shit concerning the Trilateral Commission. Hold on, let's see. Where my trilateralism at? It's trilateralism. Trilateralism. Okay. Well, no. The Mask of Pluralism investigations. These are little excerpts coming out of the Fleshing Out Skull and Bones. This was edited Chris Milligan. He invested in, this is his Fleshing Out edition. As an edition of Fleshing Out Skull and Bones, Investigation in America's Most Powerful Secret Society. Bonesman John Kerry, meaning he's a Skull and Bonesman member, you know what I'm saying, is running against Bonesman, another Bonesman now, George W. Bush, for control of the world. Does this mean anything? Or should we write it off as a coincidence? Here is a compilation of articles and chapters from other books and lists of names and documents all about that secret Yale Society, Skull and Bones. Only 15 are tapped each year on the Yale campus, but it's been happening since 1833. That's enough to send some off to Yale's Sterling Library to try and figure out who's been running things for the last 100 years. The membership list during the last 30 years have not been published, so you can skip the library these days. Only 6 dozen names were plucked out of this book for indexing and name base, out of what must be a couple thousand. For one thing, name base goes light on pre-World War II history. Name base is where you can type a person's name in and it'll pull up information on them. And for another, several chapters are reprints of material already indexed in name base. Finally, this work owes its inspiration, blah, blah, blah. Man. All right, what else? I ain't got shit to do with it. Nah, 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 blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'm off of that one. Well, hold on, here we go, Trilateral Commission. Here we go. All right, Trilateral Commission, 1156 15th Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., 20005. I would call him up, but my damn phone won't click over, so I can't do no motherfucking three-way calls. I don't know what the hell that's about. I'm going to have to hang up and call back in, and we'll call. The list of members as of this was 4 years ago, though, so no one is quite sure why the Trilateral Commission exists, except for us, and less clear about what it does. But critics from the Lumpen, The non-elite right, as well as the scholarly left, are certain that it's important. If you feel that the Democrats and Republicans are two wings of the same party, and that someone else is pulling the strings and laughing all the way to the bank, then trilateralism is your cup of conspiracy tea. When Reagan pointed out on February 7, 1980, that 19 key members of the Carter administration were trilateralists, George Bush gingerly dropped his membership. And by 1992, some observers were getting curious about Bill Clinton's membership. The commission is an alliance of top political and economic leaders from North America, Japan, and Western Europe. Their aim is to manage global interdependence between these big three in a way that allows rich to stay rich, probably by discouraging protectionism, nationalism, or any response that would pit the elites of one against the elites of another. The anticipated economic pressures will be deflected downward rather than laterally. Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker put it more bluntly. The standard of living of the average American has to decline. And this came from the motherfucking trilateralist Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker. Volcker, whatever the fuck. The standard of living of the average American has to decline. This is what y'all up against, man. This is motherfuckers that saying that you shouldn't live nice. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't live free. What the fuck you talking about, man? And that's all in it because they got this fictitious ass monetary value bullshit set up in place to where they saying that they're rich. They're not rich. They have no culture. These motherfuckers don't have no background. They don't have no identity. The motherfuckers that sitting up here trying to pull this bullshit are nobody. They are the end. We are the beginning. You got to understand that. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about all my black people out there. We are the beginning. They are the end. And they ain't the enemy. You know what I'm saying? But they are those that were at the end where misery loves company that affected other motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? With their bullshit. And that's how you got the whole world in on this dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Which is only 50-something years old. Ain't even 50 years old. About maybe 50, 60 years old now. You know what I'm saying? And it goes back further than that with the secret organization, Skull of Bones and shit and all that. Masonry and shit before that. You know what I'm saying? You got plenty of secret organizations that's been out there doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Just this old fuck shit came and popped up. And they may want to, you know, it's the revised version of all these fucking clubs and shit. So, this is Trilateral Commission 34 and 345 East 46th Street, Suite 711 in New York. And really all this shit seems based out of New York. And this comes out of the Trilateral Commission at 25 Franco Salvi edition, 1998, 72 pages long. For this piece of puffery from the Trilateral Commission, 15 members contribute glowing essays and prudent anecdotes, mostly about each other. David Rockefeller recounts how in the spring of 1972, at the year's Bilderberg meeting in Belgium, he suggested that the Japanese be invited to join. Some Bilderbergers balked, so Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski started making their own plans. They brought in George Franklin, who had just retired from his directorship at the Council on Foreign Affairs. You see that keeps popping up now. Council on Foreign Affairs. Okay, so first CFR, Council on Foreign Relations. Excuse me, I keep saying Foreign Affairs. Council on Foreign Relations. The first CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, then Bilderberg, and then the Trilateral Commission. These folks rule the world, and they all seem to know each other. Jimmy Carter appointed 70 men from CFR and over 20 from TC, which is one-tenth the size, which is TC is the Trilateral Commission. George Bush was a trilateralist, and so was Bill Clinton. In 1972, the need to co-opt that emerging global power, Japan, was recognized by Rockefeller. His mission is to keep the world safe for concentrated wealth. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't no black, white, Puerto Rican. It ain't no fucking shit like that. Bitch, if you got the kind of cash we got, okay, well, then we going to look out for this fucking cash that you got. That's what it's all about. See Fred Bergenstein in another essay confesses as much. Excuse me. Japan's dazzling economic process reinforced the need to keep Japan firmly in the anti-communist camp for Cold War purposes. And Miguel Herrero de Minion speaks of the cardinal goal of TC as the Trilateral Commission, as the incorporation of Japan's most influential elements into the Atlantic oligarchy. And that was, of course, 363 media professionals who are CFR members as of the 1997 roster. Tell us that there's no ruling class. Wow. All these bitches came from the motherfucking Council on Foreign Relations. We got to find out what the fuck the Council on Foreign Relations exactly is, because, you know, that keeps popping up. And every time you start seeing shit pop up more than once, you know that's something that you need to be looking into. Okay, now if you click on that, if you on the links, I was reading that came off of where was that in the chat room? Hey, we got Net and Net in the building. All right, shouts out to Net and Net, representing hotels.com. All right, what the hell? I put the links in there. All right, well, I did have the links for what I was actually getting all this info from. I'll repost them. One link is AmericanFreePress.net. This is where we're getting some info from. I'm going to get into some music real quick. Post these links so everybody can check it out. Also, we're going to be talking about that some more. Off of the Bilderberg Group and the New World Order. And that's off of the Return of the Nephilim.com. You check that out. I'm also posting that. Once again, and also I was just doing readings off of Namebase, I guess that's what it's called, namebase.org. So you can go to namebase.org and it'll pull up a whole bunch of information on what I'm also talking about today. Let me post that. All right, and hey, that net. All right. Got Net and Net off in the building. One of our favorite people right here live on Reckoning Game Radio, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, keeping it real. All right, we got a VIP memo on the line, you know what I'm saying? Set it, baby, powder, fresh. Hey! What's happening, homie?
What's up?
Oh,
am
man,
I coming through clear on Click the Talk?
Oh, yeah, you using Click the Talk. Okay, I wonder why the name popped up. Normally that shit don't be sounding clear.
Oh, shit, it's clear? Oh, shit, BTR? Y'all
yeah,
something right for
one? I set the game up and shit, you know. Man, what you calling in for, brother? You calling in and kick some of this knowledge, man, to get on the 13th level,
man. I'm telling you, man, my dad been telling me about this for like the past five years. And people look at me like, I'm on that crazy shit, man.
They're going to look at you like you're on that crazy shit. Because most people want to stay in the dark, man. They don't want to come into the light. It's like watching the movie Matrix and motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? You got all them bitches just walking around blindly. That is just a true reflection of the world, though. The Matrix is just it's just showing you a picture of how life is really living right now. You got bitches walking around like drones and shit. You know what I'm saying? And totally, you know, ignorant on what is really going on behind closed doors, though. You know what I'm saying? Why a lot of all this shit is happening. It's happening. You know what I'm saying? How the fuck we going to war and we in peacetime right now? This is the most inactive time of the war we done had since World War I and II. We ain't had no fucking conflicts. We don't have nobody to fight with. All your fucking people are over here. How you going to fight anybody? You got Afghanistan, Afghanistanians, whatever the fuck they call themselves. They over here, Iranians, Iraqis, bam, bam, boom, every fucking body is over here. So how in the hell is there a conflict with anybody else? This is called I Just Want to Get Along. I got all your fucking people, so I can't really, everybody's an ally now. Who is the enemy? Whenever you allow everybody from every single country to come into this country and live, prosper, call themselves an American, and all this other kind of fuck shit. Come on now. Look up something real.
Yeah, because one thing is, I talk to someone, Bilderberg, Albert, you know, they basically know who they want for the president next before we even know who the candidates are.
Right. But you will never see a woman as president. You ain't gonna see that. You ain't gonna see no woman as president. I mean,
but right now it's not in their plan to let that happen.
Right. This is a man's world, and that's what they trying to make. You know what I'm saying? That point. This is a man's world. This is ran by men. Even though the women, you really run this motherfucker with everything that they do, from birthing your ass out, you know what I'm saying, and which is what carried the population on, to making key financial decisions, you know what I'm saying, that's always normally backed by a female, you know what I'm saying, in every household, you know, and the only thing that the man provides is work and strength, you know what I'm saying. The knowledge ain't even really there unless it comes to building shit, and that's what we are. We're builders. You know what I'm saying? We're architects. We're builders. But women are everybody have their place. You know what I'm saying? They're not supposed to be out in the hot sun working on the motherfucking roof. They're supposed to have their ass inside a building, getting the finances and shit right. So when I come in here with this paycheck, you know what I'm saying, we're going to be able to see something at the end of the motherfucking month. And you know what I'm saying? I just didn't come home and the money been fucked off on this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm trying to look up something real quick. I'm on Google and I forgot what the fuck I was trying to look up. I forgot. But let's look, let me get into something else too. His baby's crying in the background. Hitler and the Aliens. Giant bones discovery. Photos of giant bones. Photos of the Sumerian giants, gods, which motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, prayed up to us because we were so fucking big and shit, you know what I'm saying? Lord, we massive. You see that to this day. We still massive people. Black folks are the biggest motherfucking people on the face of the fucking planet. We grow just massive, just naturally grow stupid, jolly green giant big. You know what I'm saying? That's that's what we do. We are them people, man. You got to understand that we are those people. We are that. It is us. This says giants in the world history. The sunken remnants of Atlantis have been found at a depth of 17,945 feet deep in the Atlantic Ocean, near the Madeira Abyssal Plain and the Canary Basin, right where Plato said it was. Its length is 80 miles from north to south and 104 miles east to west. That is 8,320 square miles, which makes it the biggest city ever known. Observe how the city is practically square and how wide and distinct are its main avenues. Now, the question that arises is why the dogmatic Darwinian media does not talk anything about this phenomenal discovery. I believe that it is because, and this is not from me, this is the writer, I believe that it is because this archaeological portent is an undeniable material evidence that the biblical flood was a true historical event indeed. And since truth is not an appreciated commodity these weird days, no one wants to sell it. In reality, the media is a business that mainly sells entertainment, impressions, mirages, confusions, and deceptions. to watch this, you need Google Earth installed on your computer. You can get this excellent free program. And that Google Earth shit is some shit, too. The Google Earth is so important, people. Because if you ain't seen the Truman Show with, what's his name? Jim Carrey. I promise you, you need, that'll give you a whole, you will watch the Truman Show after listening to me. Guarantee you're watching in a whole fucking different light, because I don't watch it in a different light. I watch it in a whole different way now, and with a whole different understanding and a way of looking at it, you know what I'm saying? Because the whole time that Jim Carrey felt that he was living in this perfect world and everything just went right and everything was cool, he found out that the world was actually watching him on the motherfucking television. You know what I'm saying? And that's a whole step back. You got to think about it. What the fuck you think all them satellites and shit up in the air for? You know what I'm saying? If you go to Google Earth, what that is a program that literally shows you, for a couple of $100, I can damn near look into your motherfucking house if I wanted to. Think I'm lying? Go Google Earth and check it out. If you pay for the service, you pay for what you want to get. The free shit shows you I can beam down at least to your street level and just see your streets and houses and shit. And these show you how many satellites. And this is Google Earth now. This is just saying you. But you can go to any place on this motherfucking planet. You know what I'm saying? Or damn near wherever them satellites reaching. And you can see that. You know what I'm saying? And it'll show you. You know, the landscape and shit. And if you pay for it, you pay for what you get. That's basically how that works. You pay for what you get. You know what I'm saying? But, yes, there was giants that roamed this planet. You know what I'm saying? Let me see if we can get some pictures going. See if we can get some pictures going on. All the ancient mythologies had a common base of reality in them, which in time was distorted by Satan operating throughout the feeble human nature. You already know that. Samaria, Egypt, Mexico, Peru, India, China, etc. have common patterns of reality in all of their ancient beliefs. The story of the flood and giants on the earth that were mighty beyond any human capability. I'm on... The Return of the Nephilim, that's spelled NEPHIILIM.com. Return of the Nephilim.com. You have to go to the photos of the Sumerian giants gods in order to understand what I'm talking about, what I'm looking at. And it shows you. Above, it says, observe the monstrous size of the god king that is sitting. How tall would he have been erected? Now he's sitting down and he's you know what I'm saying, three times as tall as the average man. Same as above, but observe that in the center there is what now is called an insectoid. Yeah, I bet it is. Fucking insect coming along trying to infect shit. The size of these beings compared to the lion on the left. Also watch the wing being in the center. All giants. All depicting giants, man. That's what they wrote stories about, what they seen. You can't, you know what I'm saying? You're not finna just write no stories on no just anything. You gonna write on what you see. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. Those are patterns. Those are. This is just get y'all off. You know, get you some other information besides Bilderberg. Bilderberg is just so dry. It's a dry subject. It's fucked up that the shit is going on. It's truth. So you got to know about it. This happened in San Antonio, Texas. This comes out of the San Antonio Express. Beach giant's skull unearthed by WPA workers near Victoria. Believed to be the largest ever found in the world. A normal head also found. So, this says that Texas had a giant on the beach. In the long ago,
appears probable from the large skull recently unearthed in a mound in Victoria County, believed to be the largest human skull ever found in the United States and possibly in the world. Twice the size of the skull of a normal man, the fragments were dug up by archaeologists who was excavating the mound and blah, 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 under some project. And the same mound, and at the same level, a normal-sized skull was found. The pieces taken from the mound were reconstructed in the laboratory under supervision of physical anthropologists. A study is being made to determine whether the huge skull was that of a man belonging to a tribe of extraordinary large men or whether the skull was that of an abnormal member of a tribe, a case of giantism. They always want to try to say that old dumb shit, some fucking giantism. Bitch, ain't no fucking cases. Motherfuckers just still grow giant, bitch, just to let you know that the shit ain't fell off. You still got motherfuckers growing 7-8 feet tall. There ain't no fucking disease and shit. It ain't no such thing as no fucking disease. Stupid motherfuckers trying to paint that old dumb picture and make you believe that dumb shit. Don't believe that, people. Several large human body bones also have been unearthed at the site. Marcus B. Goldstein, physical anthropologist employed on the project, formerly was an aide of somebody, curator of the National. Finds made through excavation in Texas are beginning to give weight to the theory that man lived in Texas 40,000 to what? 40,000 years ago, it is said. It was found first made in 1940. So, believe, okay. So, there you go. That's, you know, that ain't the big bones I've seen. Giants of India is the best shit I haven't seen. Look up YouTube.com and look up the Giants of India. And, you know. But this shit right here, man, this just tells you giant skeletons have been found, you know, everywhere. Let's see, Pennsylvania, you know what I'm saying, fucking Minnesota, 7 skeletons, 7 to 8 feet tall was found. And a lot of these are average 7 feet, you know what I'm saying, because that's when man started to shrink down. A 9-foot, 8-inch skeleton was excavated Ashland County. That's in Indiana. Shit. These are just 8.5 feet tall. This was and have been wrapped in a gum-covered fabric, similar to the Egyptian manner. The second, this is in February and June. Read this. In February and June of 1931, large skeletons were found in the Humboldt Lake bed near Lovelock, Nevada. The first of these two skeletons found measured 8.5 feet tall and appeared to have been wrapped in a gum-covered fabric similar to the Egyptian manner. The second skeleton was almost 10 feet long. Yeah. Now, that was back in 1931. 1911, several red-haired mummies ranging from 6.5 feet to 8 feet tall were discovered in a cave in Lovelock, Nevada. Australian giants. There was a race of group of people found in Australia called Meganthropus by anthropologists. These people were of very large size, estimated between 7 to 12 feet tall, depending on what source you read. These people were found with megatool artifacts, so their humanness is difficult to question. 4 jaw fragments and thousands of teeth have been found in China of Gigantopithecus Blackie, named after the discoverer. Based on the size of the teeth and deep jaws, its size has been estimated at around 10 feet and as tall as 12 feet, 1,200 pounds. Come on, man. All right. All righty then. Can't tell me, motherfucker, it wasn't, you know. All right. Motherfuckers gonna tell you what, though. They gonna play it up in cartoons like Jolly Green Giant was just that a bitch came out of the sky fictitiously on a plant and fucking beanstalks, and the bitch just fell out of the sky and shit. It's all them stories, man. You got to take all them stories into account, what you done read and experienced as a kid, and take all that shit back into an adult manner. And really, it's not childlike at all. You know what I'm saying? It's messages, hidden messages, and all that fuck shit. It's brain poisoning, you know what I'm saying, as you grow up, you know what I'm saying, to lead you on one path when you're supposed to be on another, you know, and it's straying you away from the path that you want to be on. So that's just some good little reading right there, man. I'm gonna get back into some music. We got, you know, half the hour going on up in here. Shouts out to Soul Poetry up in the building. Look, this guy got buried in his car. Shouts out to Net to always come up with the crazy videos. You know what I'm saying? She always finds the most interesting videos. And that's real. So shouts out to Miss Soul Poetry in the building. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and take a break of peace. Let's get our minds right real quick. You know what I'm saying? Shall we enjoy the silence?
Soundless words are screamed, unformed thoughts vibrate, and I hear the music from this beast. The air is heavy but lively. The dance floor is inviting, and I will dance with you tonight. Your hand is coming closer now. Will it lead me to the heart of space? Shall we enjoy the silence for once? And if the music is still playing, God will turn it into tears of delight. Smiling gestures flutter around. The purity of your face tonight dazzles my senses, numbs my tongue. Oh, I will dance with you before long. Your eyes shall meet mine for a while, then the dance floor will be ours. Our lips are coming closer now. Will our kiss make me feel the heart of space? Shall we enjoy the silence for once? And if the music is still playing, God will turn it into tears of delight. Yes, I shall enjoy the silence, even for the shortest dance.
Yeah, y'all hear it right here first. That's the Wrecking the Game exclusive live. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big, man. Give y'all a little peace. You know what I'm saying? Y'all a little serenity in your life. You know what I'm saying? You need that. Shouts out to Soul Poetry. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you check out. Yeah, I love you too. You know what I'm saying? Shout out. I love all my people, man. Love each and everybody that come through. And you know what I'm saying? Give y'all time up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Hear my voice, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate that. I got Miss Iraq back in the building, you know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Once again, shouts out to all the soldiers, man. It's real important, you know what I'm saying? You see a soldier in the street, please, just say, hey, thanks. That's all you got to do. That motherfucker might be in the National Guard or the Reserve, and that some bitch really don't deserve it, but fuck it. Give that motherfucker a thumbs up, too. Thank you, some bitch, for giving y'all. Just tell them that. It can be a female, too. Thank you son of a bitch. Giving y'all. And then, you know, keep it moving. Just fucking keep it moving. Walk off quickly because your ass might get your ass whooped. So, motherfucker might have a flashback on you and shit and get your ass whooped. So, you know. I want to read a funny story real quick. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to people getting their wish, man. This is in Saluda, I don't know. Is that Texas? Okay. It sounds like some Texas type shit. A saluda man got his final wish Tuesday as he was buried in his car with all his guns. Yes, this is a black man that got buried with all his guns. Yes. Lonnie Holloway died Thursday, September 3rd, after 90 years. Congratulations, brother. And friends say he always talked about how he wanted to be buried in his 1973 Catalina. So Tuesday, Holloway got his final wish. The man was buried in his car after his service at Rock Hill Baptist Church in Saluda. Hundreds of onlookers made their final memories with Holloway, snapping picture after picture. And they said, this is what Mr. Holloway wanted, said the pastor conducting the graveside service. Amen, responded the attendees. A wrecker had to lower the car with a crane to get it in the hole. Friends placed all of his guns in the trunk of the car. They tell News 19 that he didn't want them to get into the wrong hands, so he wanted to take them with him. He said that they're going to have me with my hat on driving down the road, and I said I'm going to be there. That's where he wanted. That's what he wanted. I know that sounds crazy. A friend of Holloway's. Holloway got his hair cut at Daniel's Barbershop every Wednesday and Saturday. Jones says his burial came up frequently in conversation with the men. I hate that he missed it because he talked about it all the time, and I told him it'd be something to see, said Jones. Holloway's cousin said the unusual burial didn't surprise her because Holloway was a styling and profiling kind of guy. This was a day everyone should remember because it went down in history. The owner of the record says the funeral home contacted him a year ago and said he could help with the arrangements when the time came. He said he's never buried a man in his car before. It was different. Maybe this will catch on and more people will do it. Friends say Holloway was very generous and left the church some land when he died. That's what's up, man. Some positive news, you know what I'm saying? Here in your life. Net, where the hell is Saluda at? Oh, Columbia, South Carolina. Never mind. Found it myself. All right. Where will you be interviewed? Oh, T. Mills Show. Oh, y'all can check out Soul Poetry on T. Mills Show when it is. On the Shiva of East Spirit on Wednesday. Oh, that's all shows going now. I guess that's next week. Monday of next week and Wednesday of next week. Y'all can check out. I want to get some good poetry in your life. And then finally on D'Angelic Poetess' show on Saturday. Okay, there we go. All righty then. Got to play something real quick for... Just for all my people out there, man. Y'all. Just keep letting y'all know, man. Just keep letting y'all know.
Career where you're always on the winning team. Put your skills to work in the military.
I was on the streets in a gang shooting people and running drugs. Now I'm making something of myself. I kill people and run drugs for the CIA.
In this job, you not only help yourself, you help your country. Only in the military would a teenager be given responsibilities like driving a nuclear submarine, maneuvering a tank, or dropping high ordnance explosives. Make a change for yourself in the military. I was in college constantly getting into pointless fights I didn't understand about nebulous concepts and belief systems. I got tired of arguing about what's right, so I dropped out of college and joined up. Now I know I'm right in the military. Learn confidence.
I was having fantasies about stabbing people. Now I can do it for my country.
Live the military life. Positions are unexpectedly vacant every day. In fact, I'm about to give up my well-paid job as a voiceover actor in order to sign up and be shouted at by a lot of sexually confused skinheads. I want excitement, and what could be more exciting than shitting yourself while getting shot at in the jungle? Certainly beats sitting in this booth all day. Be number one. Turn your life around in the military.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Smoke them if you got them. I guess that was my concept. God damn it, fuck that. Smoke them if you got them. Shit. What the hell is that? Oh, goddamn cricket.
All right. Don't hop away, brother. I got you. Don't hop away. Don't hop away, mother. I got to play a damn song now. I got a freaking cricket in the goddamn house. Just a bit. Visit Radio Station. Click on the shows. Okay. Hey, yeah, there you go. Make sure y'all, if y'all want to join, y'all listen to that shit first. My nigga Hercat. I ain't played Hercat in a little minute. What the hell? About to have it down. Shout out and everything. What the hell? Alright. I don't know. I had it. No, I don't know. Never mind. I was going to play something. But, yeah. I don't know what the hell it was. So, I'm going to get into my favorite song. Not really a song, though.
Oh, yeah. Can you smell something in the air? I do, and it's me. Everywhere I go, people look at me funny. Maybe because I got bitches and money. Maybe because I got power and clout. But wherever I go, the people always shout out. Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted. Oh yeah! Time for me to set the record straight and let you people know who farted. Well, I farted! You know what I'm saying? And when people ask you, who fought Ted? You better point at me and say, hey, it's him. He fought Ted. I think we should stop. My IM window just started screaming, no more, no more.
Yeah, right there, live, man. I'm like, throwing a little comedy moments in there, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Right here live on Wrecking the Game Radio. Y'all is in the building. DJ Smells So Good. And, you know, this is what we do. You know what I'm saying? We keep it real, keep it true. Shouts out to all the everybody coming through, enjoying the show, man. And I really appreciate it. Hope you learned something, learning something. And if you want to call in, remember, you can always call in and share your thoughts. 347-237-5125. That is a worldwide number. I don't give up. If you call from planet woo-woo, goddammit, you can call that number. You can talk to me live. I just don't speak alien right now, so get a translator, goddammit. Men in black, all of them. And, yeah, go down real big. I got some other stuff, man, I'm looking at. This is UFO phenomenon in the solar system. Miss Black, you believe in UFOs? Extraterrestrials? Huh? Hello, woman. Y'all know you there? I'm looking at your number. Miss Black in Iraq. Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, woman, get out the toilet. Goddamn it, get on the phone.
Bathroom in my room.
She in the camouflage toilet stall number 5. Oh, you ain't balling like that. Yeah, my bad. You know, I thought you had your own bathroom in your room and shit, you know. Yeah, you know, yeah, we doing it real big live at WO, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I want to send shots out. All my people's over there in the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 7th, 8th WO. Yeah, come home. Oh, my bad. My bad. Oh, in a way. Get your ass away from me, hop the grass. I'm going to kill your ass in a minute. Keep fucking around with me. You believe in aliens?
So what's the theme for today? I missed that.
Well, the theme for the topic?
You know, like every day is a theme or something.
Yeah, well, the thing. Today's topic was, what is the Bilderberg Group? Wednesday. You know what I'm saying?
Who?
The Bilderberg Group. I've been trying to explain that the whole show, what the Bilderberg Group is. You're going to have to listen back to the archive.
All right. I'll do that.
That's what you like.
And what's tomorrow's show?
What is tomorrow? Thursday. Tone It Down Thursday. I got to bring it back if you're going to be on it. Shit. Just to bring it back to old school. Shit. Hey, I got to send shots out to Blog Talk Radio, man. They featured one of my damn shows. I ain't even motherfucking know it.
They did what?
They featured one of my shows as an interesting show to listen to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one of my past shows. Thank you. I'm like, wow. I didn't think I talked about any intelligent issues. I always thought I talked about pussy, dick, ass, sucking, and fucking, and nobody wanted to hear about that. But I guess I kicked something that they wanted to hear at that particular time. So that's cool. That's cool. Thank you. Appreciate that. But yeah, I seen it down there on the bottom. I was like, oh, shit, they don't feature the motherfucker. I guess I got to watch what the fuck I say now, huh? Shitting me. Yeah, that bullshit. Get some motherfuckers digging it. And I'm digging it. It's free radio. You got to love that. Freedom of speech. Free. Understand the free. Free in the dumb. Don't be dumb. Just be free. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy your freedom, man. You got to just be love life. I love life, man. But you still didn't answer my question. You believe in UFOs?
Believe in UFOs?
Yeah, unidentified flying objects or people from other planets, interplanetary people.
Not really. But I mean, it could be a possibility. Have you been to one of those other planets to see for yourself?
Have I been?
Yeah. So who's to say what's really out there?
I don't necessarily believe in it, but
I'm the type of, you remember Unsolved Mysteries, right? That show that used to come on, and every now and then it'd be like a UFO case.
Mm-hmm. Why was it there? I mean, it's this shit. Oh, man, I'm going to have to send y'all on that. What the hell, these people name was Barney? This is a YouTube video, so. 18-part damn YouTube video where a black and a white chick. Now, this was back in when, you know, even when racism and all that shit was going on. White lady and black dude got abducted and shit. You know what I'm saying? And they went under hypnosis. They never talked about it to anybody. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, through all the media leaks and shit, you know what I'm saying, they made these people come and take and put them under hypnosis. And they said after they put them in separate rooms and everything. And when they accounted for and they started asking them questions and they was recounting everything that happened, both of these stories matched up exactly. Like, I mean, like everything they was saying, like shit, just, you know, different shit was happening to him because he was a male, and then shit was. But both of these stories, you know what I'm saying, was similar, and it was real. Real, real crazy action. When you listen to the audio, you know what I'm saying, from the lady and how she's speaking about the incident and how the dude, he sound, you know what I'm saying, he genuine, you know what I'm saying? He ain't sitting up there just trying to make up no story or nothing like that. And when they did a comparison a couple of years later, the same exact story matched up with, she drew a drawing of an aircraft, you know what I'm saying, of what she, her surrounding, what she saw, what they saw. And the same shit matched up 20 years later to this damn picture that they got, you know what I'm saying, a live picture from wherever the fuck it was. It matches up to the drawing, you know what I'm saying, whether it was from outer space, but it's in our atmosphere, you know what I'm saying, and it matched up with the same shit that this lady drew 20 years before and talked
wow.
about.
Wow.
So, I mean... the damn TV tell you is telling lies through a vision. You know what I'm saying? No, this is Miss Black on the line, everybody. This is Miss Black in Iraq. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the EOD unit. But yeah, and that you can catch that on. I have to damn look that shit up too. I have to bring all that. That'd be another show though. That I have to do a whole nother show on that. Yeah, no, we can get all into that whole scientific shit. Though Roswell incidents and all that shit.
Roswell. Anybody know about Roswell? Roswell was trying, well, they tried to cover it up. Roswell was first, I think that was our first alien encounter and shit. That was back in the day. Got new bomber pictures. Dark Side, Michael Vick, man. Pontiac, nah, Flash Floods, nah. Grandma Delivers Daughters. That is so fucking nasty. Let me read something, y'all. I'm finna read it. Grandma Delivers Daughters is Triplets. She fucking crazy. I'm supposed to do anything to get some attention in this world. This is coming from MSNBC. It's actually a video. So, hold on, I have to turn the video up. Everybody can hear this damn crazy shit. Shit in Spanish? All right, here we go. Y'all listen. She's 56 years old. Her mama had her goddamn kids for her. You fucking crazy? God damn. For her to take that risk is crazy as a motherfucker, for one. Damn. If y'all want to check that out, click on the link. I just posted it in the chat room, or you can go to msnbc.com. And look up the story of Grandma Delivers Daughters as Triplets. Wow.
Born last October, Kim, what has the last year been like for your family, and how much of it is just a blur?
The first 5 months is a blur. It is.
That's weird. I mean, I don't really get that. I mean, your mama has your kids and shit.
It's been interesting, and it looks like they're just starting to get interested in walking.
I'm finna leave that one alone. I'm going to leave that one alone because I'm going to hurt my head. I'm going to end up hurting my fucking head. All right. That is. Yeah. She had them. Yeah, she delivered the motherfucking baby. She had them. She physically popped 3 fucking babies out at 56 years old. She had the daughter's babies for her. The daughter just provided the sperm, I guess. Wow. Damn, that's some crazy shit. Man, that's some crazy shit, yeah. Man. Hey, Mom, fuck my husband and have some kids for him. And then give me the kids. You know what that reminds me of?
What? For private parties, graduation, after parties, block parties, especially then.
I play Miss that new song. That's what I want to hear.
So good.
You want to hear what?
376.
Hey, that phone number don't even work. That song I was finna play is called Everybody Dick, but you know. Everybody did. No, I don't think we got no. That's a chick named Jubilee.
Oh. Yeah. I ain't been on in so long.
Yeah, no, we got John New and Super D. She Fine. Drop With It.
That's the one I like.
Oh, the She Fine.
Drop With It. I haven't heard that one. That's fine. They had to have been thinking about me when they did that song. When they were sitting in the studio writing it up.
Yes, they were. Not.
They had to have been thinking about me. I mean, if that's not my theme song, I mean, you remember, what's the name of them? I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker? Like every superhero has
to
have
their theme song. Darn it. What the hell is that, Spade? Every true superhero got to have a theme music. Right, look at this. Man, then this nigga come at the end with KRS-One and some damn body. Every hero got to have a... Man, get your goof ass out of that shit. Man, what the hell? All right, but check this out. This is my favorite song, shit. I need money because I don't shake no ass. Well, I don't shake no ass, period, shit. But I make some ass shake, but I don't do it unless it's for cash, because I work at a strip club. So, you know, unless they paying me, goddamn, and ain't no ass shaking up in here till I get my money. I lost. Oh. All right, yeah. By special request, you know what I'm saying, we're going to go ahead and throw this on real quick, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ms. John New. Make sure y'all check out www.myspace.com/John New, the princess, JANU, save as a friend, do all that good ish. Check in. And yeah, that's your boy. On the little skit, man.
Hey, John. Come give a nigga a lap dance or something, girl. Shit, nigga feeling right tonight.
What? You want a lap dance? Okay. That's gonna be $50.
Damn. Girl, I just paid your rent yesterday, and the nigga can't even get a free lap dance?
You know what my motto is? I don't shake no ass. Unless it's for cash.
Well, you don't never want to go nowhere and have fun. All your black ass talk about is money.
Damn, little mama can't leave you alone. I don't shake no ass. I left it for cash. I don't shake no ass.
Tell you like my mama taught me, so let no
Give me weed. That's my remix. I don't DJ for cash, but give me your bag. A new remix I got coming out. Yeah, 5 minutes left, man. It's going down real big. Give y'all a little fact, man, where I've been at. I went to Dachau, Germany, right? Dachau is a concentration camp. Motherfuckers swear up and down. There wasn't no fucking murders and shit going on there, you know what I mean? But, yeah, Dachau was the first Nazi concentration camp opened in Germany, located on the grounds of an abandoned munitions factory in the medieval town of Dachau. Northwest something of Munich in the state of Bavaria, which is located in southern Germany. It was opened in March 1933, and it was the first regular concentration camp established by the government of National Socialist Party, a.k.a. the Nazi Party, and the German Nationalist People, which was dissolved on 6th of July 1933. Heinrich Himmler, chief of police of Munich, officially described the camp as the first concentration camp for political prisoners. Dachau served as a prototype and model for other Nazi German concentration camps that followed. And almost every community in Germany had members taken away to these camps. And as early as 1935, there were jingles warning, "Dear God, make me dumb that I may not to Dachau come." I've been there. Shit smelled like burnt fucking bones and flesh. It was an old dude, you know what I'm saying, walking around, giving you a true story because he was a survivor, while the motherfucking curators and other little stupid ass people telling you don't listen to the old man that happens to be here. He always comes here and claims that he was a survivor. How the hell are you going to tell this old motherfucker he's not a survivor and he didn't go through this shit? And bitches didn't get burnt up, mutilated, and all the sick and sadistic shit didn't go on. Like, you know what I'm saying? And they try to sweep that shit under the rug. If you ever get a chance to go to Germany, please go and visit Dachau. You know what I'm saying? It is a sight to see. You know what I'm saying? Me and most of them, all of us, Ms. Black, didn't you go with us? When we went to Dachau?
That concentration camp? Yeah, I have pictures, actually.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah.
I think I have some here because I was looking at them not too long ago. I'm like, oh my gosh, I remember that place.
Yeah. That shit was definitely. Hi, what it smelled like?
Whatever you say it smelled like. I don't have a great memory like that.
Oh, sorry. I don't really
remember.
Shit like that.
I just remember it was depressing.
People tell you dumb shit, I always seem somehow remember that, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. That was an experience. So if you ever go, check out Dachau, it's Dachau. You know, it's going down. And with 90 seconds to go, people, look out for tomorrow's show. Tone It Down Thursday. I guess we're gonna tone it down. I'll go ahead and set that up, and it's going down. Featuring Miss Black from Iraq. We're going to see if she's going to come back. She'll say it, but she ain't going to come back. Send me an email.
You know me so well.
I ain't served with you for nothing, girl. I ain't served with you for nothing. Pastor ENJ and the Casting Cream. Pastor Lam. Hey, you know, I went and bought me a bottle of Lambrusco, too.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. Been putting motherfuckers on that shit. They're like, damn, this shit is good as a bitch, but this shit is got to do. Yeah, put you on your ass, boy, fucking around that Lambrusco. Yeah. That's that shit. That's definitely that shit. Yeah, make sure y'all go out and pick up a bottle of Lambrusco. You know. Collaborations in France, we have a long history, and a lot of people criticized during the World War II, and I asked, what would you have done in their shoes? I don't know. I wouldn't have been a war, goddammit, because I don't understand wars, period. stay your ass over there, I'm going to stay my ass over here. And I guess shit should be cool. You know what I'm saying? I don't see no other country rushing over here to America helping us the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Well, all I got damn problems. But, yeah, we got enough to run around and go help everybody else the fuck out. All right. I'll buy that for a dollar. Not. But, that's what's up. Appreciate my love for tuning in to the Wrecking the Game radio show. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. And as the outro song, I will go ahead and play your favorite song. And that's how we do it. Right here real big, real live. In the building. All the way from Tampa Bay, Florida, 813 Trey 4, you know what I'm saying, Hillsborough County, all the way up to Iraq and the EOD unit. It goes down real big.
Where's the after party?
What the?
You got another show lined up on another?
Yeah, you know, I normally do it like that, but I've been out in the streets lately. Motherfucking shit done crashed. Ain't this a bitch? Damn. Yeah, Goofy Bone is in jail, so, you know, that's...
I was going to ask you where he was.
Yeah, that's where the other show is at right now. He in the pokey for 2 weeks, so he'll be out next week. So that's where the after party is at and shit, you know what I'm saying? Normally, his show is the after party that start at 2 o'clock. But that ain't go down, so, you know, it's all good. I might do two shows back to back tomorrow. Tone it down Thursday, do two shows back to back. Going to keep the party jumping. If you're going to ride with me, I'll keep the party jumping.
I'll ride with you.
I'll keep the party jumping. But, see, I got Purple Skies. I think that's on F-Bomb Radio. That's on my other show, actually. I had to upload a whole bunch of, because when I was shut down for that shit, what, about two months they gonna have me, about at least a month they had me shut down, I had to go on, you know, use the backup show. So then that's when I was uploading all the music. That's where all that music you sent me and everybody else shit is at. So I had to do the F-Bomb Radio show, pump that up and get that moving. I was going to play a song, but my damn Mozilla shit just crashed. Everything went down on me. I don't know what the hell happened. Some bullshit a lot, though. Some bullshit. But, you know. Got to link up with Stout, too. Stout came down here. My damn fan acted up on me. We ain't even get a chance to link up. But he said he's supposed to be coming back down. I think shit next week, I want to say. Damn, but now the switchboard closed. Ain't this a bitch? That's that bullshit. That's that bullshit a lot, though. That's that bullshit. Well, switch is closed. Can't play an outro song, but hey. He is to you being a friend. Yeah. Ah, thank you, Heineken. Brewed in Holland. Today's beer was provided by Heineken Imported. Established 1873. Heineken Lager. The original quality. Yeah. Y'all bitches ain't paying me for that shit, though. Fuck it. Shouts out to Pastor V. She's y'all in here late. It's all good. All right, hey, I'm out the building, Miss Black. Love you, baby. I'll see you tomorrow on Tone It Down Thursdays. You know what I'm saying? Get your topics ready, too. Get something to talk about, woman. You and damn Iraq.
Right.
I know some shit is going down. Well, fine old punk-ass, whatever that punk-ass sergeant name is, I can cuss his punk-ass out, too.
He was trying to call me. He called me when I was talking to you. But I ignored him. So tomorrow...
I'm gonna call him in on conference.
Sergeant C. Yeah, Sergeant C. Your punk ass gonna be put on blast. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Put his ass on super blast.
You done talking ass.
Nah.
Oh yeah. Big job. Big job.
Yeah, well, tomorrow, yeah, I'm going to have to go ahead and do the after party show then. I guess we're going to be partying like it's Friday. It's fucking. Tomorrow's going to come. Friday's early. Tomorrow's Friday, shit. That's tone it down Fridays. And we're going to be there early. Fuck it. Tomorrow's going to be Friday. Going to party like it is. What's up? All right, baby. Hey, be safe. You know what I'm saying? Hold it down. Get some rest, some sleep. But whatever, I don't even forget
right.
What time it was. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Nah, thank you.